Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en eMalahleni 20, Johannesburg 18, Rustenburg 21 grade. Die DA sê Gauteng se waterentiteite en sy munisipale leiers moet voor die parlement verskyn en rekenskap gee van die mislukkings wat lei tot die afsny van water in groot dele van die provinsie. Dit volg nadat Randwater se reservoir vlakke die afgelope maand met byna 35% gedaal het. Steven Moe van die DA sê die provinsie staar 'n kombinasie van uitdagings in die gesig.
The DA is deeply concerned about these water shutoffs and the lack of action. Water is a basic human right, and residents deserve a reliable and sustainable supply, and the DA will continue to hold the government accountable in ensuring that the water crisis in Gauteng is addressed with the urgency it requires.
Nou na Limpopo, waar die liggaam van 'n man wat vermoedelik 'n onwettige mynwerker is, uit 'n vlak graf by die Zwartkransmyn gehaal is.
The retrieval operation, which included SAPS, EMS and Malakwena Mining Company, commenced using relevant equipment and other resources, but only concluded when the body believed to be that of a Lesotho national already in a state of decomposition was successfully retrieved.
Dit dan die polisie se Malasilele Dwaba, 'n gerechtelike doodsondersoek is intussen geopen. Die nasionale finansiële hulpskema vir studente het die uitbuiting van weerlose studente deur sekere huiseienaars skerp veroordeel. Dit volg nadat 'n aantal huiseienaars daarvan beskuldig is dat hulle seksuele gunsties eis van skema studente sonder heenkome in ruil vir verblyf. Die skema se woordvoerder Ismail Nisi.
Furthermore, NSFAS will assist violated students to file charges against the perpetrators who are found wanting. Should the investigations on the allegations against the landlords prove to be vicarious, NSFAS will take decisive action, which includes the blacklisting and termination of services of the implicated landlords to ensure student safety.
Siri Power sê sy bedrywighede word belemmer deur die swaar reën wat sommige paaie oorstroom en elektrisiteitsinfrastruktuur in dele van Gauteng beskadig het. Meer as 2600 probleme is vanoggend by die kragvoorsiener aangemeld. Siri Power se woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
We managed to restore line 1 from 7th substation and the team is currently busy inspecting line 2. The following areas remain affected, including Kensington, Fairview, Malvern, Bedrams, Troyville and the surrounding areas. The estimated time to restore this power will be provided once the assessment on line 2 has been completed.
En die Suid-Afrikaanse Weerdiens sê intussen die reën sal tot donderdag voortduur. Sowat 20 tot 50 mm reën word in provinsies soos Noordwes, Gauteng en Mpumalanga verwag.
Motorists and pedestrians should be extra cautious where roads are slippery and where visibility is reduced. Avoid crossing flooded roads or swollen streams. Move to higher ground if rising water levels are observed. Refrain from traveling on bridges or roads in low-lying areas which are particularly vulnerable to flooding.
Dit dan weer voorsperre lo to bola. Ek is nou September, top story at this hour. The DA wants Gauteng water entities and its municipal leaders to appear before parliament and account for failures that have led to mass water shut-offs across large parts of the province.
Dis interessant, nee? Dit reën buite, nee? En dit oorstroom, maar daar's 'n tekort aan water.
And there's water problems, so...
Yo, guys,
what's happening?
No, we're gonna help. Ek dink almal wat sent in die bordjie gooi, moet uitgaan. Dit gaan help. 5 minute oor 11. Listen, Antoinette, thank you so much for your SMS. Elana, goeiemôre. Daar's 'n stilstaande voertuig aan die linkerkant op die N1 Noord, ongeveer 'n kilometer voor die Zambezi. So, Sefako Mekgatso afrit. Sy sê die reën maak... die situasie nog gevaarliker, want jy kan dit nie sien nie. So dis 'n stilstaande voertuig aan die linkerkant op die N1 Noord, 'n kilometer voor Zambezi. So wees asseblief versigtig. Baie dankie, Chanel.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. This is what we do on Jacaranda FM.